Welcome to a life-changing encounter with the Word of God, presented to you by Reverend Bright Nkrumah, the senior pastor of the Lycos International Church, Bronx North. He is an anointed pastor and teacher of the Word of God, affecting many lives. Now get ready to be transformed by this anointed message.
Father in heaven, we are grateful, we are thankful. Lord, we are thankful for another wonderful day and an opportunity to gather at your feet to hear your word. Holy Spirit, we welcome you and we say, have your way. Let your sweet presence be felt among us. Let there be manifestations of your presence. May we feel you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you send your word and you heal all of our diseases and you snatch us from the door of death. You deliver us from all of our destruction. This afternoon, Lord, let it be so. As you send forth your word, let it accomplish the purpose for which you send it. May we not leave this place the same. Holy Spirit, have your way. We give you glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Why don't you clap your hands together one more time and please be seated. Wonderful. It's a joy always to be in the house of God. And we are glad to gather in the presence of God. Now, I want to continue with our message that we began last week on tithing. Hallelujah. We want to continue talking about tithing. And last week, we were talking about why God established the tithe. Why God established the tithe. Hallelujah. And we're looking at the mysterious purpose of the tithe. Amen. How many of you were here last week? We want to continue. So if you were not here, I want to encourage you. The message is on podcast. I want you to listen to it. I believe that the Lord will really speak to you. The Lord seeks to bless you. And this is one mysterious way that God blesses his people. Amen. So we talked about the mysterious purpose of the tithe. Hallelujah. And we say that tithe is a mysterious multi-purpose offering that is presented to the house of the Lord. And we started talking about the various mysterious purposes. Why God established the tithe. Number one, we said God established the tithe for people to show gratitude to God. That people will show gratitude to God is an opportunity for you to appreciate what God has done in your life. It's an opportunity for you to appreciate or to say thank you for all that God has done for you. It is an opportunity to acknowledge that all that you have and all that you are is from God. Hallelujah. Number two, we said God established the tithe for people to remember where God lifted them from. Amen. And then we established that the tithe is a reminder. It reminds us of where God lifted us up from. If God has changed your situation, if God has made some change in your situation, he wants you to acknowledge him. He wants you to say thank you through the tithe. Amen. God does not need your money. How many of you agree with that? That God does not need your money. But God wants you to appreciate him. God wants you to say thank you. Hallelujah. And one of the means we say thank you to God is through our tithe. Through our tithe. We say, thank you to God. Amen. Number three, we said God established the tithe as a prayer of thanksgiving. As a prayer of thanksgiving. God established the tithe so that we can say thank you for what you have done. Isn't that so? Wonderful. And then number four, we said God established the tithe so that you would enjoy the 90% knowing that you have given God his due. Wow. 90% is a lot. If you take an exam and you get 90%, you'll rejoice. God is giving you 90% of what he has given you. It's a lot. Amen. And so God wants to see where your heart is. So he's asking you to honor him with a tenth of what he has given you. Hallelujah. God is a wonderful God. Amen. He's a provider. Hallelujah. And then number five, we said God established the tithe to pay the pastors, the Levites, and keep them working in the house of God. Hallelujah. That is one of the mysterious purposes of the tithe. And I was sharing with you that here in the UD, in our church, God has blessed us with this great wisdom of the Lycos ministry. Hallelujah. The Lycos ministry. This is the part of the pastors who work and then do the work of God. They are called lay pastors. And the Greek word for lay pastor is the Lycos. Hallelujah. That you are a worker and you are doing the work of the ministry. And it is a great blessing that we have in this church. It is a great blessing that God has blessed us and given us this wisdom that we can work at the same time as we do his work. That we do not depend on the church, but we are able also to do the work of the ministry. And I can tell you that the largest percentage of financial contribution in the church is from lay pastors. Lay pastors contribute to the largest percentage of the church's finances. I'm telling you. Yeah. It's a fact. You know, when you look at when the church, you know, during the pandemic and the church was building all these churches in various towns and cities, many large percentage of the churches are built by lay pastors. Large percentage of churches. Notwithstanding, there are many church members, many shepherds, many ordinary members who have built to honor the Lord. But what I'm trying to tell you is that it's a great blessing that we have in this church. You know, and because of that, the church is able to do so many things. The church is able to send a pastor somewhere, and the pastor is able to work and still do the work of the ministry, even as missionaries. But there are some places, there are several other places where even a missionary cannot work to even sustain himself or herself or his family or her family. And so God uses the tithe to sustain such ministers. Are you listening? Yes. And many of such ministers are just like you, also with ambitions, gone to college with degrees, some of them working in various companies, big companies, banks and whatnot, and they abandon everything and they go into missions to do the work of the mission, of the ministry. Many of them are professionals, but they love the work of God and they make that sacrifice. And so the places where we cannot do such a thing, where we cannot work, we also sustain them. So when you pay your tithe, you mysteriously cause the Great Commission to be fulfilled? It's a mystery. You cause the Great Commission to be fulfilled. Through your tithe, you get someone who otherwise will not hear the word of God to hear. And that is a great blessing. Don't you think God will bless you for something like that? He sure will. Yes, he will bless you. Amen. So we want to continue sharing. Number six, God established the tithe to care for the needy and the helpless. God established the tithe to care for the needy and the helpless. Hallelujah. You see, you may never intentionally consider the poor. You may not intentionally donate to the poor, but when you pay your tithe, you are indirectly giving to the poor. You are giving to the poor. You are giving to support the poor. You are giving to care for the poor. Amen. And in effect, when you do that, you are honoring and obeying the commandment of God. When you give your tithe, you are honoring the commandment of God. It is God's intention to care for the needy. Hallelujah. In Deuteronomy 26 and verse 13, the Bible says, then, you know, the whole of this Deuteronomy chapter that we are reading is on the tithe. And we are reading verse to verse. 26 verse 13. It says, then thou shalt say before the Lord thy God, I have brought away the hallowed things out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite and unto the stranger, to the fatherless and to the widow, according to all the commandments which thou hast commanded me. I have not transgressed thy commandments, neither have I forgotten them. Hallelujah. So the scripture is saying, you will bring your tithe and then you will say before the Lord, I have brought away the hallowed things or the holy thing out of mine house, and also have given them unto the Levite. And as I have presented it to the pastor or the minister as well, I have also given unto the stranger. Now look, these are needy people. A stranger, and given to the fatherless and to the widow. Now these are needy people. By the grace of God, we in the UD, we also have the orphanage, which is now the St. Elizabeth Children's Home. We have the orphanage where we give. And through your tithe, we are able to sustain these places as well. So, in effect, you are caring for the poor. You are caring for the needy. You are caring for the orphans. We also have the school of the blind, or the school for the blind. It's a great blessing. It's a great blessing. We also have the prison ministry. You know, these are the kinds of people that Jesus said you did not take care of. But we are blessed to be in a church where such people are being taken care of. They take care of the prisoners. They go and give meals to the prisoners and minister the word of God to them. We have a very strong prison ministry. Amen. We also have the medical missions, where they go to various countries and villages and towns, poor people who cannot afford medical care, and they provide them with medical care, provide them with free medical care and medications. So through your tithe, all these people are being taken care of. Hallelujah. This is how our church provides for the needy. We provide for the needy. And all these things are made possible through your contribution that comes from your tithe. When you pay your tithe. So you may not have an intention to care for orphans or to care for the blind, but your tithe is doing that. Mysteriously, it's taking care of these people. And you are fulfilling scripture. Hallelujah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. You are fulfilling scripture. So when you pay your tithe, you are mysteriously contributing to the care of the needy. And the Bible says, God will repay you. God will repay you. When you take care of the needy, God will repay you. Because the needs of the needy are the main responsibility of God. God cares for the needy. He cares about the needy. And so when God is able to care for the needy through your contribution, God pays you. Hallelujah. God pays you. There's a scripture in Proverbs chapter 19 and verse 17. In the New Living Translation, if you have that, Proverbs 19 and verse 17, the Bible says, If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord. It's amazing. If you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord. God does not rain money into an orphanage. God has not rained money into a prison. But God will lend from you to give to them. And when God is able to care for them through your lending, you see, when you pay tithe, that is one thing that you have to understand. You have lent to God. You have lent to God. Amen. You have lent to God because He's going to pay you back. That is why the scripture in Malachi 3:10, I will come to that, but it says that bring in all the tithe into the storehouse and prove me I am not one who takes from you and not pay back. He said, will you prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough in your life to contain it? The Bible says, if you help the poor, you are lending to the Lord, and He will repay you. God intends to repay you. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? God intends to repay you. And when God is paying you back, if you give your tithe and God is paying you back, He calls it the open window giving. That is what He calls it. His repay to you is the open window giving. He says, prove me, you give. Let me take care of the prisoners. Let me take care of the needy. Let me take care of the orphans. And you prove me if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have enough room in your life to contain. It's mysterious. It's a mystery. There is something about a tithe. It's mysterious. And circumstances around us sort of take us away from this blessing. But let it not be your story. God intends that when you lend, He will repay you. I don't know who you want to lend to. Sometimes you want to lend to a bank, and they give you 0.03% interest. You know, some few years ago, I had some money, and I said, let me try some type of investment. And then I put it in this investment. You know, and I was very happy with the growth. I was very happy. And then something happened in the system and everything went down. And then they said, don't take it away, leave it. And I left it. And after some time, then I was happy again. Then something happened, then it took it down again. It went on for many years. And I said, this is not working. So I took the money and I converted it into something for God. I tell you, God did something mysterious. Lending to God is a mystery. I tell you, it's a mystery. You'll be amazed. God is a person that pays back. He repays. He says, I will repay you. I will repay you. I'm surprised how they put exclamation sign in the scripture. I didn't make that up. If you help the poor, hallelujah. But there's another scripture in Proverbs 21 and verse 13. Proverbs 21 and verse 13. It says, those who shut their ears to the cries of the poor will be ignored in their own time of need. Wow. Those who shut their ears to the cries of the poor will be ignored in their own time of need. So, what does that mean? It means not paying your tithe. Not paying your tithe means mysteriously shutting your ears to the cries of the poor. Not paying your tithe means you are shutting your ears to the cries of the poor. And your prayers will be ignored in your own time of need. He says, they will be ignored in their own time of need. And I believe this explains why many people pray and their prayers are not answered. You pray and your prayers are ignored because you shut your ears to the poor. Amen. Incline your ears to the cries of the poor. Respond to the needs of the poor. Give, and it shall be given back to you. That is the promise of God. And the Bible says, God is not a man that he should lie. God is not like us. He says, give, and it shall be given back to you. Not the same amount, but another form. Another form. The Bible describes it as a full measure. That's when you put in your basket, you have to press down. You have to shake it to make more room. That you add more. Amen. It's a mystery. The tithe is a mystery. Number 7. God established the tithe as money set apart from all secular or worldly purpose. God established the tithe as money set apart from all secular or worldly purposes. Amen. Leviticus 27 and verse 30, the Bible says, and all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. Your tithe is treated as holy unto the Lord. When God gives you 100%, a tenth of it, he treats as holy. It is set aside as sacred money. See your tithe as sacred money. See your tithe as holy unto the Lord. Amen. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? Your tithe is a very valuable thing in your life. It is a holy thing. And Deuteronomy 26 and verse 14, the Bible says, when the person brings his tithe, this is what he's saying. He says, I have not eaten thereof. I have not eaten my tithe thereof in my mourning. I have not eaten thereof in my mourning. When I was mourning, I didn't even touch your tithe. Some people eat a tithe when they have funerals. Some people eat a tithe when their rent looks like it's a challenge. Some people eat a tithe when they experience some difficulty, something that is making them cry. But you are saying, I have not eaten your tithe even in my morning. I have not touched your tithe. I see it as holy. I see your tithe as holy. He says, I have not eaten thereof in my morning, neither have I taken away aught thereof for any unclean use. Do you see? So the layaway plan that you have, that you are using your tithe to pay, is an unclean use. Do they still do layaway? No more. Because of COVID, no more layaway. You see? Some people don't even know what is layaway. Amen. You see, sometimes you feel you have not paid your tithe in a while. Oh, because of certain circumstances. No matter what the circumstances, I have not eaten thereof in my morning. Things were hard. I was crying, but Lord, what is holy I kept for you. And he says, you do that and prove me. Prove me now herewith. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. Hallelujah. He says, nor have I given it thereof for the dead. That means I've not used it to bury the dead. How many, you know someone when the tithe, the funeral came in the family, they didn't pay tithe. And you see, you think you can justify it. That the Lord knows. He says your tithe is holy. Using it for anything else, you are treating it as an unclean thing. You are making it unclean. Hallelujah. He says, neither have I taken thereof for the dead, but I have hearkened to the voice of the Lord my God. That is all he wants. That you will hearken to the voice of the Lord your God and have done according to all that thou hast commanded me. You have done what he has commanded you. Amen. The tithe is mysterious. It's a mystery. God says it's holy. It's holy. Treat it as holy. Amen. Let not difficult circumstances, let not dead situations in your life, mourning situations, situations that put you in mourning, let those situations not make you consume that tenth that belongs to the Lord. No matter what. That is why it's advisable even to set your tithe outsource. When you are negotiating your salary and they offer that they are going to pay you $1,000. Understand that it is 900. If you calculate your life and live your life like that, that I earn $900, you will never eat God's money. You will never make unclean that which belongs to God. Is somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? It is important to treat God's money as holy. It's very important. Hallelujah. Number 8, God established the tithe to have a legal basis to bless his people. God established the tithe to have a legal basis to bless his people. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 10, the Bible says, bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse. It's one of my favorite scriptures. It is one of the favorite things. You see, God is a principled God. And he carries on his principles. He says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house. He wants meat in his house. He wants to provide for the needy. He wants to provide for his pastors. He wants to provide for the poor. He says, bring in all the tithe into the storehouse that there may be meat in mine house. And prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that there shall not be room enough in your life to receive it. You will not have enough room. So God wants to bless you. Are you listening? God wants to bless you. God wants to add to your life. But he's setting a certain principle, some basis. Hallelujah. Because you and I will agree, or at least some of you will agree with me, that our nature is that when we are promoted, when we are shifted to a higher level, we seem to forget God. That is a human nature. That is our nature. That is why God took the people through certain difficulties when he was taking them from Egypt to the promised land. He took them in the wilderness, let them circulate and circulate and circulate in the wilderness. He says to prove you, to teach you that you remember. You remember the difficulties. You remember where he took you from. He says, prove me now herewith. Look, you will not have a certain amount of wealth if you are not a tithe payer. You will not. You will not, because the amount of money you earn, it cannot make you rich. I'm telling you, it cannot make you rich. Wealth is mysterious. Is somebody listening to me? Wealth is mysterious. The amount of money you make, that you make, and then you pay your rent, pay your insurance, pay your gas, pay your metro card, pay your this, pay your that, pay your electricity, and then you leave some. And then the same every 2 weeks, every month, the same thing. It has not made you rich. It has not made you rich. You see, but God can bring you in contact with someone. God can just lead you in contact with someone, and the person will tell you that $10,000 that you have saved, put it here. Use it for this. And then suddenly, that $10,000 is multiplied. It's increased. It's multiplied. It's increased. God is such a mysterious God. And that person you would never would have met. The person that will say, do this. And sometimes you wonder, how did you not know this all the while? So God wants to have a basis to bless you. He wants to have a basis to lead you to wealth. He wants to have a basis to bless you. The accumulation of your salaries, they will not make you rich. I'm telling you, no one, listen, no one has saved on their monthly or weekly or bi-weekly salary. Save and be rich. No one. Real wealth, it doesn't come like that. That is why you do yourself a disfavor by not paying your tithe. If you want, count, look at your own life and say, every week I save this, every month I save this, every month. And then your car breaks down and then it takes everything. Then you start again. And they say, hey, the roof in your it has come off, you need money, then it goes down. Okay. And then you are angry. You are angry in life. You are angry in life. He says, you don't want to pay, you want to take that holy part, Then the rest of it that you bring and you put it in basket that have holes. That is what the scripture says. No one has prospered. No one has become wealthy by their savings. 0.02%. If you go home, look at your bank account. I'm telling you. But he says, prove me now herewith. Bring in all the tithe. He says, you bring in all the tithe. You see, it is either we believe or we don't. But if we believe, I want you to hold on to this scripture for your wealth. I want you to hold it dearly that this is where your wealth comes from. He says, prove me now herewith. If I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing that you will not have room enough in your life to contain. And he does it in a very mysterious way. Look at the next verse. He says, and I, God, he says, I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes by paying your tithe. I will rebuke the devourer. The devourer that makes you pay co-payment. Co-payment. Go and see this surgeon. Co-payment. Go and see this consultant. Co-payment. Go and see this one. Co-payment. He says, I'll rebuke that devourer. The devourer that gives you health reasons to waste your money. I'll rebuke him. That you have health. That you not need to spend. The devourer that keeps breaking your car. Breaking your car. Break. He says, I'll rebuke him. You drive an old car, but it's going. The devourer that breaks your microwave. You alone, in 2 years, you have gone through 5 microwaves. He says, I will rebuke that devourer. You see, you don't understand certain things. You cannot even imagine. He says, but why would demons come and break my microwave? You eat your tithe. You say you eat the holy thing. That is the reason why. You eat the holy thing. You open up unclean things entering your house. He says, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sakes. For your sake. The devourer that makes you drink and waste your money and drink. Drink and waste your money. I'll rebuke that devourer. You will not drink anymore. He said, you prove me now herewith. Prove me. If I will not change your life. If I will not open the windows of heaven. And pour you out a blessing. You know, blessing, let me tell you. You see, wealth, eh? What it is depending on how much comes in and how much goes out. That is what determines your wealth. Are you listening? How much comes in and how much goes out is what determines your wealth. And God is saying, when you bring me the tithe, I will rebuke the devourer that makes waste, that makes certain amount of money go out, and then I'll keep them in. And all of a sudden, as you are there, sometimes you wonder how your money is growing like that. It's mysterious. It is mysterious that you look in your life and you say, you have this much money. It's mysterious. Amen. I want you to believe it. You see, you should look in your heart and see where your heart is. And one of the ways you can assess is when you look at your bank statement. See where the most of your money is going. See where the most of your money is going. If the most of your money is going to God's things, church, healing Jesus, orphanage, this, you are a mysterious rich person. I'm telling you, you are a mysterious rich person. Say amen. You don't like my message? So God wants to bless you. And your promotion is what takes you away. So the continual honoring of God with your tithe proves that your heart is still with God. The continual honoring of God with your tithe. As you honor God continuously with your tithe, you are showing him continuously that your heart is with him. And it gives him the ground to bless you. It gives him the ground to add to your life, to increase you, to make you prosperous. Hallelujah. How many of you have found, maybe not you, but you have found amongst some people that it was easier to pay your tithe when you were making $300 and your tithe was $30? It was easier when you were making $300 and your tithe was $30. $30, it will be nothing. You can pay $30. You see? But how many of you want to continue earning $300? That you, because your tithe should be 30 and you will not have trouble, you want to just earn $300. How many of you want that? Do you want that? Do you want to continuously earn $300? That they are giving you raise and is going to trouble you and your tithe. Just pay me $300. But how many of you can say that when your salary became $3,000? Now, let's think. $3,000 and your tithe is how much? And you said, that used to be my whole salary. $300? It becomes very difficult. And that is why God wants the tithe. Because he sees that when he promotes you, he wants to see that your heart will continue to be with him. He wants to see that your heart will continue to be with him. He wants to make it easy to promote you because he sees that when he promotes you, it can take your heart away. And I'm telling you, many people have stopped paying tithe because of their salary, because of the amount of money they make. Many people have stopped paying tithe. It's too much. It's too much. Too much to my tithe alone is this much money. Some of you, even when they are giving you extra time, you are afraid. You are afraid of the tithe. They are giving you more money. You are afraid of the tithe. You calculate it. It's a lot. It's a lot. That is why God wants a basis. He wants to see where your heart is. He wants to see that he can bless you and you still be with him. Amen. Does somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? Because the blessing, the promotion, it can take you away from God. It can take you away. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21, the scripture says, where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Where your treasure is. You see, God does not need your money. God wants your heart. God wants your heart. The Bible says he looks upon the heart. And he knows that the only way he will get your heart is to ask for your money. He knows that. The only way God will get your heart is to ask for your money. The reason why many people don't even come to church is because of money. I'm telling you. Because sometimes you even look at the whole of Sunday to just miss the whole of Sunday just for church. How much would I make if I go to work? Isn't that so? God does not need your money. God wants your heart. And he knows that your heart is in your money, your heart is in your treasure. And anyone who loves God, you put your money where God is. If you love God, you will put your money where God is, because that is where your treasure is. Does somebody understand what I'm sharing with you? I'm sharing a very important message with you, because I want you to be a church of prosperous people. You see, some years ago, you were earning a certain amount of money. But I have seen that the church tithe has gone down, because I have also seen the promotion that God has brought in the church. I've seen how God has lifted people up. But now you are afraid of the salary that you take 10% of it to give to God. Your heart is in your money, and that is what God wants. Look at verse 24. He says, no man, say no man, and point to your neighbor and say, including you. It's for woman and for man. You see, now you are confusing the scripture and say they are talking about the man. It says, no man can serve two masters. No man can serve two masters. This is a scripture from money, giving money, and where your treasure is. The Bible says, no man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. What two masters is God talking about? Do you have another master? Do you have another master besides God? But God is talking about two masters. Who in the world can compete with God as a master in your life? Who? Who? Your boss? Your supervisor? Your husband? Your wife? Your beloved? Your father? Your mother? But God is saying no man can serve two masters. You will either hate the other or love the other and despise the other. Or else, he says, you will hold to the one. You will hold to the one and despise the other. Despising the other is not giving to the other. Despising the other is to make the other not feel important to give, to receive from you. Despising the other is refusing to honor the other. Because your substance, God says, is an honor to him. He says, honor me with your substance. Honor me with your money. Honor me with your money. He says, you cannot serve two masters. You will either hold to the one and despise the other. And then he says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Mammon is money or wealth. The Bible says you cannot serve God and money. Anyone who loves money, anyone who has difficulty in parting with money, you can't serve God. You can't serve God. You have received promotion, increase. Your salary has changed. You still give the same offering. The same offering. But you pray to God that he'll promote you. It's difficult to part with money. It's difficult for you to part with money. People who are wealthy, when it comes to giving to God, they part. He says you can't serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and serve money. You cannot hold on to the two. If you cherish money, you despise God. The church is very quiet. So if you say you love God, look at your money and see where it's gone. God does not need your money. He needs your heart. And your heart is in your money. That is where your treasure is. That is where your treasure is. That is what will make you wake up when you are sleepy, when you are tired, when you feel like sleeping for 3 more hours, when you feel like sleeping even for another half hour. You can't. The master says, get up. get up. You got to go. And you reluctantly get up. Can God make you get up like that? When you really feel like sleeping extra 30 minutes on a Sunday, would you? Can the master say, get up? Say amen. Amen. You want me to continue the message or you want? Number 9, God established a tithe as a test of your obedience. God established a tithe as a test of our obedience. Hallelujah. God established the tithe as a test of our obedience. Amen. Amen. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 16. Deuteronomy 26 verse 16. It says, this day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments as commandments about the tithe, as was set before them by Moses, as we have been reading along. How many of you have noticed that we have been reading Deuteronomy 26? It says, this day the Lord thy God hath commanded thee to do these statutes and judgments. Thou shalt therefore keep and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. You should keep them and do them with all thine heart and with all thy soul. Thou hast avouched the Lord this day to be thy God and to walk in his ways and to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and to hearken unto his voice. Hallelujah. Do you have the New Living Translation? Deuteronomy 26 verse 16 reading to 17 is a call to obey the Lord's commandments. God established the tithe to see your obedience. At the Flow Church, Bishop was talking about obedience and faith and love. To see you love God. If you love me, you obey my commandments. Isn't that so? God established the tithe to see you love him, that you obey his commandments. Amen. He says, today, the Lord your God has commanded you to obey all these decrees and regulations. So be careful to obey them wholeheartedly. You have declared today that the Lord is your God, and you have promised to walk in his ways and to obey his decrees, commands and regulations, and to do everything he tells you. You have chosen God to be your God. This is what he's saying. When you have your salary, a tenth of it, give to me. Then I'll see how you love me. Then I see how your heart is towards me. It's mysterious. It's mysterious. Hallelujah. It's mysterious. God wants to see your obedience. Don't see the tithe as some large percentage of money that is going from you and is going to make you poor. It's never intended to make you poor. Malachi 3:10 is a real scripture that can be fulfilled in your life if you put your heart and be faithful with your tithe. Be faithful with your tithe. Amen. Jesus says, the poor we will always have with us. So if you are looking at situations where there's lack and it's going to make you disobey the commandments of God, you will always disobey commandments of God. Is somebody understanding what I'm sharing with you? Yes. Amen. So God wants to establish a tithe in order to test of your obedience, test of how you can obey his commandments. He says, you have chosen, you have avouched, or you have pledged that I am your God. He says, you have declared today that the Lord is your God. And you have promised to walk in his ways and to obey his decrees, commands, and regulations, and to do everything he tells you. And to do everything he tells you. And one of the most difficult things for many Christians is to give their substance, to honor God with their substance. He says, honor me with your substance and with the first fruits of your increase. Honor me with your substance. Hallelujah. And finally, God established the tithe in order to create a peculiar and unusual group of prosperous and blessed people on earth. God established the tithe in order to create a peculiar and unusual group of prosperous and blessed people on the earth. And that is exactly what it is. You see, you'll be an unusual, prosperous person where you will not have been counted in as among prosperous people through your tithe. You become a peculiar, prosperous person. You become an unusual, prosperous person. You become unexpectedly prosperous person where you will not have been counted as prosperous. Where you will not have been among the name of prosperous people. Where your name will not have appeared in the list of millionaires and billionaires. Mysteriously, your name will be there. Amen. This is what has happened to the Jews. This is what has happened to the Jews. They take the tithe as their hearts. The tithe. For the Jew, it's number one. They take the tithe so seriously. Beloved, it's a real thing. It is a real thing. They take the tithe so seriously. In Israel, there is nothing really. If you have been to Israel before, there's nothing. But they're the wealthiest people in the world, wherever they are, in whatever country they happen to be. They are the wealthiest. It's because of their wealth that they are hated. The Germans rose against them because they were the lenders. They were never borrowers. According to the scriptures, they don't borrow. They lend. All your credit cards, they are the ones that lend to you. I'm telling you. All the apartments that all these buildings that you rent, they are the ones. They lend to you. They don't borrow. God will make you such a peculiar, prosperous person. A peculiar, prosperous person. By your tithe. And the Jew, as a child, they teach you that the tithe is holy. You cannot touch the tithe. And no matter how much they make, the tithe is set aside. No matter how much they make. You are afraid now if your salary will become 10,000. You are afraid. The tithe, you cannot pay. Because you have not grown to see it as holy. The last time your check was that much money, was it easy to pay the tithe? But you see, you want that much money. You want that much money. You would rather earn 2,000 than 1,000. Isn't that so? But when you earn 2,000, your tithe will be 200. And so then you rather stay the 1,000 so that your tithe is 100. Is that what you want? Wow. I want you to think about it. To think about it that God wants your heart, not your money. When you are paying your tithe, see that you are giving your heart to God. The scripture says in Deuteronomy 26 and verse 18. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 18. We are done. We can read a New Living Translation. Deuteronomy 26 and verse 18 and 19. It says, the Lord this is the conclusion of the tithe commandments. This is the last verse in that chapter. And it says, the Lord has declared today that you are his people, his own special treasure, just as he promised, and that you must obey all his commandments. Obey all his commandments. This is the end of the chapter on the tithe. It says, obey their commandment. The commandment to honor the Lord with your substance. Obey it. It says that you must obey all his commandments. And if you do, say if you do. It says if you do. This group is not saying if you do. He says, and if you do, he will set you high above all the other nations he has made. This is the Jewish story. This is the basis for the Jews owning all the skyscrapers that you see in Manhattan. Owning all the big banks. The Goldman Sachs, all those names, the Steinbeck, the Goldstein, the Morgan Stanley, all those names. They are Jewish names. He says, I will set you high above all the other nations he has made. Then you will receive praise and honor and renown. Your tithe there, beloved. Don't look at this small money and hold the treasure. Let God withhold the treasure that he wants to pour into your life. Don't hold on to this small amount of money. Don't let it hinder you from God's blessing. He says, you will be honored. You will be praised. You will receive praise, honor, and renown. You will be a nation that is holy to the Lord your God, just as he has promised. And that is exactly what we see in the life of the Jews. I'm telling you, the tithe is mysterious. It's mysterious. I want you to change your minds about the tithe. You see, it is difficult for you. It is difficult to take 10% of your salary to give to God. It is difficult. That is why he says, you prove me, bring the tithe. Bring all the tithe into the storehouse. Bring it. Don't make it 8%. Don't make it 7%. I intentionally have made it 10%. And I say, bring all the 10. He says, bring it. Can you go back to Malachi 3:10? Let us read that again and let's leave. Look at that. He says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me. You prove me. I know it's difficult. I know you have different situations. I know you have some challenging situations. I know you have to pay for this. You have to pay for that. You have need for this. But you set this aside as a holy thing, untouchable. And you prove me. Prove me. Prove me. Challenge me. There's nowhere in the scripture that God says, prove me, to challenge him. But when it comes to your heart, when it comes to wanting your heart, he's giving you this. Say, you prove me. I want your heart. I want your heart. Your treasure is in your heart. Your treasure is in your money. Bring it and prove me, if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that you will not have room enough to contain the blessing. You will not lack. You will not have need. You will not be hungry. You will not be hungry. You will not be poor. A true, faithful tithe payer will never be poor. I'm telling you. A true, faithful tithe payer will never be poor. You see, when I'm talking about this subject, I can't even end. It doesn't matter how much you make. It does not matter how much you make. The Bible says it is God. It is God, not how much you make. It is God who gives you the power, to make wealth. It takes power to make wealth. It takes power. It doesn't take little savings to call it wealth.
You want to be called a wealthy person, your little savings will not make you wealthy. It will not make you. It doesn't matter how much you make. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter you clean offices, you clean the hospital. It doesn't matter you are a nurse or a doctor, you are a lawyer. Have you not seen poor doctors and lawyers before?
A lot of them. They work and work and work, make millions, and they gamble, and everything is done. But God says, I'll rebuke the devourer that brings all these things in your life. All these things in your life. The money that you waste, all those things, I'll keep them. That this girlfriend is pregnant and abortion, and she's sick, and then you are throwing this money here. This one is there, this one is there. You have a child here, a wife here, they are taking child support from you, this support here, there. I'll rebuke all of them. Your life will be in a certain way. That all that you have, I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake. Amen. Is somebody understanding the word of God this afternoon? Change. Church, change. Prove God. God is a real God, and He will make you prosperous. You will not be poor. You will not be poor. It's a fact. We have to end. Clap your hands together for the Lord and let us bring the service to a close. Rise to your feet, please, and let us end the service. Father, we are thankful and grateful for your word. Holy Spirit, we thank you for ministering to our hearts. We pray that we will not be hearers of your word only, but make us doers. We rebuke the birds of the air that take the word of God out of our hearts. When we hear, oh God, the best of the air that takes the word out of our hearts, we rebuke him in the name of Jesus. Let the word of God become spirit and life in Jesus' name. Amen. Now with all eyes closed and every head bowed, I want to pray for anyone who is here this afternoon and you want to give your life to Christ. You are saying, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to Christ. I want to receive Jesus Christ as my Savior. Pastor, pray with me. Pray with me. Pray with me. Anyone here like that? Anyone here? You want to give your life to Jesus? Why don't you all join me as we say this prayer together? Say, Lord Jesus, thank you for dying for me. Please forgive me of my sins. Please wash me with your blood. Please write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, I decide to walk with you. I decide to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me today. In Jesus' name, amen. You are the word
of God, the King. We believe you have been blessed by this powerful message. Come worship with us at the Lycos International Church, 1810 Randall Avenue, Bronx, New York, at 2 p.m. every Sunday. God bless you.